This is Real Estate News with Kathy Fedke.
The latest inflation reports are renewing concerns about whether prices are going up or down. Both the Consumer Price Index and the Producer Price Index were released for the month of February this week. They were both on the hot side, but the PPI delivered the big surprise. I'm Kathy Fedke, and this is Real Estate News for Investors. The Federal Reserve released the CPI on Tuesday, which shows that inflation was up 0.4% for the month and 3.2% from a year ago. Economists had anticipated an increase, but the annual rate was slightly higher than they expected. As for the core rate, which eliminates food and fuel, both were higher than expected by 0.1%. The monthly rate came in at 0.4%, and the annual rate at 3.8%. It wasn't an earth-shattering increase, and it isn't expected to have a significant impact on the Federal Reserve's decision, because central bank officials will be looking for trends and not a short-term bump in the inflation battle. But the PPI was a bit more of a shock. The Producer Price Index shows wholesale prices for raw, intermediate, and finished goods. It's considered a leading indicator for inflation trends down the road. And for February, the PPI shows an unexpected 0.6% increase. On a year-over-year basis, the PPI was up 1.6%. That's the biggest jump since September of last year, and a steep increase from a reading of 1% in January. The PPI's core rate was up 0.3%, which was higher than an expected 0.2% increase. That boosted the annual rate to 3.8% from 3.7%. A jump in energy prices helped raise those numbers, along with higher costs for housing. A 2.3% surge in energy costs contributed to the increase, with gasoline rising 3.8%. But economist Robert Frick at Navy Federal Credit Union says that shelter costs were the main villain. He says with home prices expected to rise this year and rents falling only slowly, the long-awaited fall in shelter prices isn't coming to the rescue anytime soon. The big question now is how the latest inflation reports will impact the Fed's decision on when to start cutting rates. Powell said that he expects progress to be bumpy and that inflation levels are close to where they need to be to start cutting rates. But he said in response to a question about inflation and interest rates, quote, "We're waiting to become more confident that inflation is moving sustainably at 2%. When we do get that confidence, and we're not far from it, it'll be appropriate to begin to dial back the level of restriction." In January, economists had predicted that rate cuts would likely begin in March, and they were anticipating 6 or 7 rate cuts this year. Now, many are predicting that rate cuts will begin in June, with just 4 cuts this year. Invesco Global Market Strategist Christina Hooper appears to agree. She told CNBC that she expects the Fed to cut rates at the end of the second quarter, despite the hotter-than-expected inflation reports, and that would be June. Franklin Templeton CEO Jenny Johnson expects the first rate cut in July or September. She's reduced an earlier forecast for 5 or 6 rate cuts this year to just 3 or 4. The Fed meets for its 2-day March meeting next week. You'll find a link to various articles on these inflation reports in the show notes at newsforinvestors.com. I'm Kathy Fedke. Thanks for joining me here on Real Estate News for Investors.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to newsforinvestors.com.